Posties, or Host Posties, or that is Roast Coasties, I mean Toast Posties, presents, or present...
Hey, get the name right, my confused friend. It's Post Toasties. Post Toasties. Crisp, delicious Post Toasties present The Adventures of the Thin Man, starring Claudia Morgan and Les Damon. A basic seven food with whole grain nourishment, Post Toasties. Find our old friend, Sheriff Ebenezer Williams, ringing the doorbell of Nick and Nora Charles' apartment.
Nicky, darling, I didn't expect... Oh, Ev Williams.
Howdy, Nori.
Ev, darling, come in. Where's Essie?
Oh, she's coming on a later train. And don't let Essie hear you call me darling.
Everybody's a darling tonight, Ev. This is going to be the most wonderful anniversary Nicky and I ever had. If he remembers about it, the big goon.
Well, did he forget?
He didn't mention a word about it all day.
Oh, well, I reckon he's trying to tease you.
You look lovely, Ev.
Yeah, I got on my best bib and tucker. I saved these clothes for funerals and weddings. You look mighty spruce yourself, Norrie.
Do you really think so, Ev? I got this evening gown especially for tonight. Do you like it?
You seem to fill it out fine.
Oh, that must be Nicky now. Ed, don't you remind him that this is our anniversary. I want to see if he forgot.
What'll you do if he has?
Well, I can't make up my mind. Shall I blow his brains out or slit his throat?
Oh, slit his throat. Because if you try to blow his brains out, you might miss the target. He'd be in so small, you know.
Nicky, darling.
Hello, baby.
Didn't you forget something, dear?
No, darling. Here's the half pound of butter you asked me to bring home.
Oh.
When I promised the grocer I'd marry his daughter, he let me have it. Oh, hello, Ed.
Howdy, Nick.
Well, awfully nice to see you again. What brought you to town?
Steam cars?
Oh, I thought there was something up.
Well, there is.
What?
Oh, I come in to see a fellow's throat slit.
Oh, whose?
Friend of mine.
Oh. Well, Nora and I haven't seen an interesting throat slitting in a long time. Can we come along?
Yes, be glad to have you.
Say, Nora, what are you all dressed up for? And Ed, you're all dolled up, too. Why?
For the funeral of the fellow that's going to get his throat slit.
Oh, well, I guess I better change. I'll see you in a minute.
Oh, Ed, he completely forgot.
Oh, I don't think so. See if that package really has got butter into it.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Oh, Ed.
Huh?
It is butter.
Well, what you crying for? Butter has its points.
Oh, that big goon. He'll see if I'll ever marry him again. Oh, why do I love a husband I hate so much? Just a minute.
Oh, Mrs. Charles?
Yes.
I'm Mr. Squiller of Squiller Incorporated. Flowers for the deaf, dying, and married. Where shall I put this?
Oh, the flowers over there.
Very well.
Do you have a cold?
No, I'm allergic to blossoms. Miss Charles?
Yes.
May I extend my deepest and heartfelt condolences on this occasion?
Oh, well, thank you. What did you say?
I saw you crying when I came in. Perhaps he's happier in another world.
Mm-hmm.
Who can tell? My deepest sympathies, madam. My heart bleeds for you. You'll get my bill in the morning. Goodbye.
Allergy in a country churchyard. Look at that bunch of posies he sent.
Wonder if I'm celebrating an anniversary or winning a horse race. Let's see what the ribbon says. Oh!
Darling, how do you like the flowers? Aren't they lovely?
Beautiful, dear. I'm just mad about the inscription. Rest in peace.
Huh?
So appropriate for an anniversary.
What are you talking about?
That there ribbon, Nick. Couldn't they get you one that said success?
Yeah, let me see. Lilies. This is a funeral bower. Where are the jewels?
What jewels, dear?
I bought a necklace and told him to send it with the flowers.
You expect me to believe that?
But I did.
You forgot our anniversary entirely.
Oh, darling, don't you see? I did send you flowers.
They were delivered here by mistake.
But I bought a gift for you, too.
You're just making that up. You don't love me anymore.
But I do love you.
You hear that, Abby? He's shouting at me now.
Oh, I'm going back to the flower shop and find out what happened.
You mean you're running out to buy me something? Oh, I know all your little tricks.
All right. You can come along. And you can come, too, Eb, as a witness.
Maybe that funeral wreath isn't so inappropriate for our wrecked marriage. Rest in peace. Oh, Eb.
Please, don't scream at me so. I can't bear it, Mr. Childs. It drives me mad.
He's undied.
Oh, look, Mr. Squiller, all I want to know is who got the necklace I left with you.
If he left any necklace.
Which I'm beginning to doubt.
Don't confuse me so, please. I'm suffering acutely from allergies. I'm sneezing my brains out. I hardly know what I'm doing anymore.
All right, look, I'll make it simple. I got a funeral wreath. Now, you must have delivered my flowers and the jewelry to somebody else.
Do you suppose that's what I did?
Yes, I do. Probably you sent it to the person who was supposed to get the funeral wreath.
Why, of course, I remember now. How perfectly idiotic of me.
Yes, well, where did you send my jewels and the flowers?
Let me see. Now, oh, here's the card. Mrs. Gwen Gray Gilroy, 1408 East 86th Street.
Gwen Gray Gilroy? Nicky.
Hmm?
Isn't she that showgirl who threatened to commit suicide when you married me?
Which one do you mean, dear?
The one you nicknamed Strikeout, because she had so many curves. She called you Sugar Man.
Oh, I'm sure it's not the same person.
She married a millionaire named Gilroy. I read it in the papers. Nick, have you been sending her flowers and jewelry?
Oh, look, what am I getting into here? Nora, this is just a simple mix-up. Probably due to Mr. Squiller's allergy.
I'm so sorry all this happened. My nose is just driving me crazy.
Why don't you quit the flower business if you're allergic to flowers?
Well, how can I quit when I'm losing money? It's a vicious circle, starting from my nose and ending with my bank account. Believe me, when I think of my troubles, I could weep.
Oh. Come, Nicky. We're going to Mrs. Gilroy's. And if what I suspect is true, you're going to be dead before morning.
Oh, will he really, Mrs. Charles?
Yeah, you can depend upon it, Mr. Squiller.
In that case, remember where to buy your flowers for the funeral, Mrs. Charles.
Just a moment. Why, Sugar Man.
Oh, strike off.
So, it is her.
Sugar Man, you found out about poor Virgil dying and you came back to me.
No, not exactly, Strikeout. This is my wife, Nora.
Oh, how do you do?
Not as well as you seem to be doing.
And this is my friend, Sheriff Ebenezer Williams.
Howdy, Strikeout. Does that coffin contain the remains of your late spouse?
Yes.
Now, look, Gwen. There's been a kind of mix-up. Did Mr. Squiller deliver some flowers to you?
Yes, Nicky, they're at the head of the casket. Why?
Was there a package with them?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't here when they arrived.
Let's take a look, Nick. Maybe it's with the flowers.
Yes, come on.
How did he work out as a husband, Nora?
Not badly.
Don't seem to be here, Nick.
I'll open the casket, Ed. Maybe that idiotic florist put it in there.
Maybe he was playing treasure hunter.
Say, look. The casket's empty.
Godfrey, nobody home.
What are you talking about?
Strikeout, your husband's body isn't here. The casket's empty.
Virgil gone? Say, that jerk can't do this to me.
Nick didn't send that package by post.
Toasties, Ted.
Huh?
Whenever you say post, follow up quick with toasties. Post toasties. You know, delicious, crisper cornflakes.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about a package.
Large or small. You know, Ted, post toasties come in different size packages.
Well, sure they do. And my friend, when you always buy the largest package instead of the smallest size, you save up to 17 cents on every dollar spent for post toasties. Now, that's something you can count on, a basic saving.
Hey, did you say basic seven?
Mm-mm. But, you know, Post Toasties are a basic seven food, one type of food our government urges us to eat for wartime strength and fitness. Mm-hmm. Post Toasties are a swell source of quick energy with whole grain nourishment, including iron, niacin, vitamin B1.
What do you know? I've been eating Post Toasties just because they taste so good.
Well, you keep right on, my friend. Enjoy that good ripe corn flavor, that toasty crispness, that valuable whole grain nourishment. Mm-hmm. Enjoy Post Toasties. A delicious, nourishing, crisper basic seven food, Post Toasties. Now, back to tonight's adventure of the Tin Man. Mrs. Gwen Gray Gilroy, known to Nick and Nora as Strikeout, has just found that her husband's body is not in the coffin. We heard her say...
Virgil gone? Say, that jerk can't do this to me.
Maybe he stole the necklace and beat it.
He couldn't. He was dead.
Are you sure of that, Gwen?
Sure, certainly. I saw him croak with my own eyes.
Well, somebody stole that necklace.
Somebody stole my husband's body.
I reckon there's a crook around here, by Godfrey.
Well, come on, Eb. We're going to turn this place inside out. I'm sure it's... Say, here's the body.
Where?
Behind the sofa.
You must have misplaced it, Strikeout.
Well, how did it get there?
I reckon he was just hiding to scare us. Say, Strikeout, is that a picture of the deceased?
Yes. And he didn't die of disease. Heart attack, the doctor said.
Looky, Nick. That there ain't a picture of the corpse.
Let me see. Oh.
Gwen, is that Virgil?
No, it's somebody else.
Where'd you get him, Gwen?
I don't know. Oh, this is awful.
Hey, wait a minute. I found something here.
What is it, Nick? Another cadaver?
No. It's a bill from the Luxury Deluxe Hotel in this fellow's pocket. It's $1.25 for a week's board.
Reasonable.
Yes. This hotel's down in the Bowery.
Sugar man, won't you find poor Virgil's body for me? The funeral's all arranged and I have a lovely black dress already.
Never mind about that body, Nick. You'd better find that necklace. If there was one stolen.
Nick... Do you think the same crook that stole the body stole the necklace?
You've got something there, Ed. We're going to the Luxury Deluxe Hotel right now.
Oh, this is awful. This is terrible.
No. Don't take it too hard, Strikeout. Your husband had to go sometime.
That's not why I'm crying. Suppose Virgil is alive. I won't collect a penny. Oh, he's just got to be dead.
Good evening, friends. Welcome to the Luxury Deluxe Hotel. No opium smoking and no murder allowed.
Oh, a respectable joint.
I thought we was coming to one of these here low dives. Awful disappointing.
Well, friends, would you like a room with a window or just a room?
Not exactly. You see...
Here, my friend.
Where'd you get my watch?
Oh, that's just to show how honest we are. Don't you recognize me, Nicky?
Oh, Dippy, Danny, the pickpocket. What are you doing here?
Well, I decided to go straight for the duration. My contribution to the war.
Danny, this is my wife, Nora.
How do you do? Are you a very experienced pickpocket, Mr. Dippy?
Nora, I've had me hands in some of the most well-greased pockets in this country. Here's your change, please.
Oh, thank you.
And this is my old friend, Ed Williams.
Howdy, Dippy.
Hello, son. Here's your wallet.
Mr. Dippy looks... Godfrey, how do you do it?
I'll show you later if you want to know. Hey. What do you got in that sheet over your shoulder, son?
All right, Ed. Put him down there and uncover him.
Okie, baby dokie. Easy does it.
You recognize him, Danny?
Kind of stiff, huh? Yeah, I know him.
Who is he?
Fellow named Joe Jones. Died here 3 days ago.
We found him in a swanky apartment uptown. How'd he get there?
Well, it's kind of a queer story. A dame come in and wanted the dead body.
What?
Yeah. She wanted to rent one. I told her I had one, so I rented them to her for $2.
Is renting bodies part of your regular line of business here?
No, but I don't mind picking up a little spare change now and then. A fella needs it, you know, what with taxes.
Yeah, sure. What else do you know about this woman?
Well, she rented a room here. It's right down the hall. You want to see it?
Yes, I certainly do. What's her name?
Mrs. John Smith, she says. You think she was lying, Nick?
What did she look like?
I couldn't see. She was wearing a black veil. Here's the room.
Oh, it looks like an ideal honeymoon suite for a couple of zombies. Oh, look, Nick.
Well, say, what do you know? That's the body of Strikeout's husband.
Yes, and he's been struck out, all right. But good. Here, look at the eyes, Ed. He's been poisoned.
Murdered by Godfrey.
I knew it. Can't we ever have an anniversary without a murder?
Nora, you and Ed go home. There's some checking up I want to do. I'll be there in an hour.
All right, Nick. I'll be glad to get out of this terrible place.
Wait a minute. Did you say he was poisoned, Nick?
Yes, Danny. Why?
He should have known better. It's against the rules at the hotel.
Find out who stole that necklace is by solving this murder. I'd like to have a nice cozy talk with Strikeout.
Oh, no, you don't. Not on my wedding anniversary.
But Ed, you think you can find out what I want to know from Strikeout?
Sure thing. You know how I handle women, Nick.
All right, Ed. You get her to tell you everything she can about Barton Bellows.
Yeah?
She's been seen around with him. Find out if she's got a black veil and find out just what happened when her husband died.
All right, I'll go right now.
And be careful, Ed. Strikeout can be dangerous when she's cornered.
I'll keep her away from corners, then. See you later, Nick.
Bye.
Who are you calling, Nick?
Barton Bellows, maybe.
Oh.
Hello, Mr. Bellows' residence.
Oh, are you Mr. Bellows' maid? Are you happy working for Mr. Bellows?
Well, I don't know. Why?
Well, my name's Nick Charles. And maybe I can offer you a better job. Do you like it there?
Well, Mr. Bellows ain't married, so we don't have a wife who'll let me wear a fur coat like in the last job I had.
Oh, but well, my wife would let you wear hers.
Can I speak to your wife?
Why, sure. No. Get her to quit her job right now. Not only is it necessary, but we can also get a maid.
Oh. Hello?
Your husband says I can wear your fur coat if I wait for you.
Well, of course.
What kind of a coat have you got?
Persian lamb.
Oh, Persian lamb. I can get lots of jobs with a Persian lamb coat.
Oh, but I also have a mink coat.
Oh, mink? Uh-huh. That's more like it. How much will you pay?
Well, how much do you get?
$30 a week.
I'll give you 40.
Can I use the telephone when I want?
Yes.
Also, can I have my boyfriend in Saturday night?
Yes, of course.
That's the kind of a job I want.
Then you must quit right now and come over here. The address is 409 Park Drive.
Okay, I'll be there right away.
I hope you don't think it's odd, my stealing you from Mr. Bellows over the phone this way.
Oh,